Okay. So I'll set up the next one. Next up is Moody Vermin. Wag your little tail.
Big eyes for all the people up there.
And, okay. There's one big problem with the Moody Vermin song, and I think we're all going to bring it up, and it's that there is a production mistake in there. There's some sort of weird, crackly sound in it that can be a bit distracting to it. But other than that, I mean, when listening to it on speakers, I definitely heard that crackle and it was kind of distracting. Listening to it on a speaker, on the other hand, I was able to get past it and get into the song. And I got into it enough that I was willing to go and I went onto Spotify and I was like, hey, let me check out some more of Moody Vermin. I mean, I know it's Mo and Evermind and Roymond all together. And it definitely, it had this feel of kind of this, it had a little 90s grunge to it feel. I felt it sounded like Mad Season, which was that Alice in Chains supergroup kind of offshoot. And I enjoyed it. It's definitely not going to be the best of the best. But you know what? It had something that at least worked.
Yeah, I had the same problem. I had a hard time just trying to focus on the song and trying to get what it was about. I'm in an area where there are a lot of radio signals, and that crackle I hear in my headphones sometimes comes from radio interference. And for half of the song, I was sure that it was me, and so I had to stop and figure that out. And then I'm like, okay, it's the song. Oh wait, I think that's part of a synth patch. And the other thing that I really caught about this song is it has a very long guitar solo. And normally I think guitar solos are be like 8 bars or like, is this a 32 bar guitar solo? Anyway, I just felt like on this song, I was a bad reviewer and I'm sorry.
I feel like maybe I'm an even worse reviewer because that crackling didn't, predominate for me. So I didn't, it's like, thinking back on it, I remember it was like a weirdly spooky kind of a song that I thought was about somebody walking their dog, but I'm not 100% sure anymore. I wrote that it sounds good, but the vibe doesn't appeal to me. And this is one of those that I couldn't hum it for you if you held a gun to my head. I can't remember off the top of my head. And also, I can't help but think that if those crackles had bothered me, that I'd make some sort of a note about it. So either I wasn't paying very good attention or I wasn't listening for what you were listening for, or maybe I just, tuned it out after a while because it wasn't my thing, the song in general. So, yeah.